let us make you feel at home.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Introduced as strangers, now we're leaving. He is friend.
Jay Garvin's here. Welcome to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. We celebrate the first day of November 2025 together. We are officially into the holiday seasons. I am your host, and today we are going to talk more about real estate and timing in the market. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay, and I am your friend. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator, going through my 25th year. A very exciting time to be in mortgage, as we've seen a tip and turn in the industry in the latter half of 2025, and there is going to be a very positive turn with interest rates and housing in 2026, and that's what I'm here to talk about today. So with no delay, my conversation today is going to be about buying low, but don't sell. See, last week I started the conversation off of the tagline created by Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway, where he says, all you need to do is buy low and sell high. And that is the case in many things, whether it's a stock, whether it's a business, whether it's real estate. But right now, we are in a very unique time frame where you want to buy because you can buy low, but don't sell. So if you don't have to sell, now is not the time to sell in the real estate market, and that is for two specific reasons. One, right now we've got higher inventory, which is a great thing for buyers, than we've had in over 11 years since 2014. We're a totally level market in El Paso County, Pikes Peak region, is about 4,000 to 4,500 homes. We are above 4,000 homes, and I'm not sure. Only the future will tell us if we ever get up to 4,500 plus homes on the market. The last time we were at that level was in the Great Recession in 2008, 2009, and 2010, where we had anywhere between 5,000 and 7,000 homes on the market. We've had about a 20% growth in that last 15 years, and I'm telling you that with 4,000 homes on the market, if we get to 4,500 homes, we are going to have a very robust market for buyers, which means for the first time in over a decade, we are going to see a shift, because since 2016, we went below 4,000 homes and it shifted to a seller's market. And that continued on all the way into 2019 and the unexpected 2020 with COVID, where we went down to 2,000 homes on the market. In 2020, we went down below 1,000 homes on the market. And in 2021, there were days and times in the month that we had less than 800 homes on the market in this entire Pikes Peak region. And that plays into the concept of supply and demand to a great degree. And what I mean by a great degree is when you've got 100 or 10 people trying to buy a home and you have 50, or in this example, 5 with a house to sell, your price is going to go up, sellers are going to be very happy, and buyers are going to be frustrated because many people are going to go home without a home, and those that get the home are going to pay premium dollars. And Bill McAfee, who's been on this program and in the industry for years and decades, just like myself, said that all started to change in 2022, and it was very calculated and something that was specifically put into play by the Federal Reserve, J. Jerome Powell, to slow down the economy as inflation, if you remember this time, went from transitory, as he stated, in the Biden administration, to full-out inflation up to 9%, which we had not seen since the early 1980s. Well, as painful as it has been, as homeowners where you don't have as much access to your money because rates went from 3% to 4% to 6% to 7.5% and went up in 2023 as high as 8.5%, and those of you, to include myself, that wanted to buy a home, there was a point of diminishing returns where you weren't getting enough bang for your buck in the financing of that home purchase. to make that house, one, affordable, and number two, fit within the confines of your budget. So that's the conversation I'm going to continue having today. We talked last week about some streams of income and which ones are more or less lucrative. All of us have jobs, J-O-Bs, that we have to go to, and that's our earned income. We have investments, which are capital gains. The value gets higher and lower. But when you start to get into business income, dividend income, and residual income, you start to get money that works for you when you don't have to directly work it. You purchase a business, you work hard, you get that service or product flow up, and then after you pump that pump, you can just watch the water flow out with a variable pumping motion. Same thing with houses. If you buy a house and then you turn it into an investment property, you still may have a mortgage payment, but you are no longer paying the mortgage. The person living in your house is paying your mortgage, which means they're paying down your investment towards and hopefully eventually totally to 100% home ownership. And I was just explaining to one of my clients last week a statement that says, you don't earn money on the house that you own that you live in. You earn money on the house you own that somebody else lives in. And that's what I mean when I say buy low and don't sell. Because there's no magic formula to time the market. It's impossible to see into the future. We can predict it. But if you focus on your time in the market, you can't lose. And that's the same thing for stock. Many professionals will tell you, don't worry about what a good company and a good stock is doing. I've figured this out with a Magnificent Seven and see if I, off the top of my head, can remember Amazon, Meta, Google, Tesla, Microsoft, and Nvidia are all magnificent companies that if you just purchase those stocks and stick with them, then they will eventually gain more value and more appreciation for you. But that is a capital gain. You have to find a stock that has a dividend, like a blue chip stock. Amazon doesn't provide that. Ford Corporation does. So the same thing applies to home ownership, and that's what we're going to get into today. You can have capital gains or an appreciation of your home while you live in it that gets more and more valuable, like we've experienced here. But you won't be able to realize that potential and that profit unless you sell it and or you refinance it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Buy low and don't sell. So don't go anywhere. I've got three separate segments that's going to go over this. And we're going to talk about the market, the highs and the lows. We're going to talk about the region. But more than anything today, I'm going to talk about some of the mortgage products that will help you win in this environment. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457 over the break. I'm a licensed loan originator, a real estate investment property owner, and I can help you through it. 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages.
Come on, let us make you feel at home.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
When you need a shoulder.
We're in the first Saturday of November, and I'm here to tell you, here's the beef. The meat of the program, the meat of the conversation about buy low and don't sell. This is a spoof off of Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway's statement of Investment is simple. Buy low and sell high. My one example of that is I was able to sell a piece of real estate in Tennessee earlier this year, and I sold high, and then I switched investment strategies, and for the first time in over 15 years, I bought into the stock market, which after the administrations in January and the Trump administration came in, by April, the market was at a huge periodic low, and I invested some of that money into that. You can do the same thing if you time the market and at the same time maximize your time within the market. And here's the history of this. In 2020 and 2021, hindsight gives you 2020 vision, and it's very easy to see that back in those years of 2020 and COVID and 2021, the fallout, the continuation of the restrictions of COVID, it was the time to refinance your home, to buy a new home, and saw your interest rates drop through the floor from 4% down to 3% to 2%, and you saw values skyrocket from instead of 4% to 7%, properties were going up 12% to 18%. And then both you and I, closer in our historical memory, hit 2023, 2024, and now the first day of November, we're closing out 2025, where it has been the worst of the worst with this analogy. Expensive prices and expensive rates have held you and I and a lot of people out of the market. I have so many clients, so many you radio listeners and friends of mine that have said, man, my house is still $450,000 and I was able to buy it at $375,000, but I can't get access to the equity that I have in that $450,000 home because I do not want to sacrifice my 3% or 4% interest rate. And I agree with that completely. That's why we at Churchill Mortgage have had a dramatic downfall in our volume because I personally don't sell people. I educate you. Churchill Mortgage is a debt-free mortgage lender, and we teach debt-free home ownership. That's why we're partnered with Dave Ramsey, and then there's a deep level of trust there. You and I in this radio show is the exact same relationship in that I educate you, and you call, we have conversations, and you inform me, and we grow together. But I'm telling you that we are on a cusp right now where, for the first time in Colorado Springs, literally since 2008, 9, 10, and 11, prices are softening. Now, I'm not talking on calendar seasons where houses, except for the COVID years, have always been more affordable and less expensive in the winter than they are in the summer. That's a seasonal cycle. And that's why this is the most important and the last cycle that I'm going to have this conversation in a passionate tone that I am, because now we're into November, December, and January and February of 2025 and 2026, respectively. For the first time, prices are softening. In fact, Bill McAfee is going to be in here in November and December, and we are predicting that for the first time since prices started to slow down in their value back in 2022, we're actually going to see a decrease where the median home price won't be $499 or $489. I think it'll be as low as $479 or $470. And that's because it's always the most destructive storm right before the calm in the end. If you grew up in the Midwest in Tornado Alley, you know that. It's calm, it goes crazy, it's crazier than ever, and then boom, 30 seconds later, leaves start floating to the ground, and it's just silent, and the storm has passed. Well, I'm telling you right now, the storm is and will pass by February through April of next year. So I'm telling and having this conversation with you right now about buying low and don't sell because of this. Because as prices in homes soften, while most buyers and all sellers are hesitant right now and balking, we are now getting more affordable prices, absolutely, that we've had in the last 18 months, and in some sectors, as much as the last 3 years since 2022, and lower rates are starting to come. It's not directly related between the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate and mortgage-backed securities. That's a whole separate radio show that I've had in the past, podcast that I will repeat in the future. But with a very small decrease of the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate in September, and now another one that happened the last week of October. I'm telling you, there's no rate decrease in November, but in December, I believe, before Christmas, I believe it's somewhere between the 12th and the 18th, there is the final Fed chair meeting led by Jay Powell in December, and I think the unemployment numbers, the consumer sentiment numbers, and the unsettled status of the economy will be such that a 0.5 percentage point reduction in the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate will come and therefore finally bleed over significantly to mortgages. The lowest mortgages that we ever did were 3.25, 3.25% for conventionals, as low as 2.25% for some of the lower term 10 and 15 year mortgages and veteran and government FHA mortgages. That went all the way up to a high to about 8.75 in mid-2023 when inflation was just crazy and out of control. But now it's softened where you're going to get, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. I'm starting to do some really well thought out rate and term mortgage changes where people are going from a 7.5% 30-year mortgage to a 5.5% 15-year mortgage, and other individuals that are purchasing with a 30-year mortgage with 5 to 25% down that are getting in the high fives and the very low 6.1, 6.25% range, but it's going to get one step better in the spring and the dead of the winter, but people never talk about it until the media and the talking heads grab onto it. And I believe that's going to happen in spring. And right now that means there's more affordable prices and we're at the front end of lower rates and more affordable payments. Bill McAfee magically said this in 2024 when he said, Jay, I think prices are going to continue to go up, but we're going to plateau somewhere between $480,000 in a median home price and $500,000 because the individuals that live here are now exceeding their buying power in the salaries on average in this county. And that has played exactly true. If I look at Empire Title and Bill McAfee, where Ashley Bush is the president, and median prices, really, the highest median price spiked in 2021 at about $495,000. It fell down, but we actually saw that climb up again and hit $499,000, $499,000, $499,000 in 2024. And in 2025, 1 month this year, it actually hit $500,000. And that's happening for two reasons. One, our community is growing. So people coming from other states, i.e. California, are selling houses for less there, but they're proportionately more expensive than ours, are coming and finding a $500,000 house and finding it affordable, where you and I, who were grown and raised here, are finding that unbelievably unaffordable. So we've hit that glass ceiling at $500,000, and now we've fallen down to $479,450 as a median price last month, and I believe when Bill McAfee shares the statistics for the closed out October, that's going to be, my estimate, is down as low as $475,000. And folks, it's not going to get lower than that. If it gets lower than that at all, it's not going to get below $450,000. But right now, you can buy some houses that are worth $500,000 for $400,000. And that's where I want to really mine those precious metals. Want to talk to you about what do you do and how can you buy low, because we've had a really long, painful dry spell all the way through 2024 and 2025, where the high prices and the high rates had not only the mortgage market stalled, but the real estate market was stalled as well. And we're getting that affordability back. But other than me or the extraneous podcast out there, you won't hear any of the news talk at all. In fact, there's very little financial talks at all during any November and December because we're on to holiday and changing season news that's on. Very few people, always the least amount of people, purchase in the winter months because it's not convenient. But still to this day, the best house my wife and I ever bought in 2017 was the day after Thanksgiving. And yes, it was very, very inconvenient. But we were paid $75,000 in equity to purchase that. So we got over ourselves. We had plastic and renovation construction going on through Christmas. Like my dad says, Jay, 30 days after you get done with the purchase or done with the renovation, you're not going to remember it. You're just going to remember that you made a well-timed decision. And that's what I'm trying to help as many of you through as I can. And it's no different for me. I'm going through crunchy numbers right now at the least convenient and opportune time for me to make another purchase in November of 2025 the way that I did the last purchase I made in this county, which was November of 2017. So if the guy at the microphone, the one that studies this for a living, is getting off my rusty, dusty tail and trying to put together a plan for the first time in 7 years, you might want to hold off going into Home Depot and listen to this next segment or two here on the radio, because with the prices softening, you can, in timing in the market, buy low and don't sell and stretch out that time in the market with the advantage of your one-time timing in the market. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to go into the details next segment of how you can approach this financing-wise. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I'm available for you today, right after I'm off the air, to help you get a plan for your next purchase mortgage. Or possibly this is the time that you're finally ready for your refinance debt consolidation mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Hold on, baby, hold on. For the closer than you think, and you're standing on the brink. Hold on, baby, hold on. Cause there's something on the way. Your tomorrow's not the same as today.
Housekeeping.
Well, for all of you holding on, that intro was for you. I'm Jay, and continuing my conversation and buttoning up the subject of buy low, don't sell. See, if you buy a house right now, you are going to buy it lower on average than anybody has purchased that home in the last 3 to 5 years. And the biggest thing is I don't want you to sell. See, right now, people talk to me on a monthly basis about buying homes while they're affordable and fixing them up and selling them. And now is not the time to sell. Now is the time to hold. Just like I spoke last week with the owner of Co-Create, Brad Ward. In fact, if you don't want to buy or you can't buy right now, now is actually the time to renovate and hold, because although interest rates will go down, the cost of goods and the cost of contractors and services to improve your house is not going to ever go down in Colorado. Not until we change the government with inflation, regulations, and everything we've seen out of Denver over the last 8 years. It's not just COVID and the extra money in the Biden administration that have elevated prices. It's the way Pikes Peak Regional Building Department operates with regulations and the expense of building or renovating a house. It's the type of taxes, fees that come out of Denver, the legislative and the executive branch. All of those things I do not see changing on the forecast. Maybe there's a miracle that'll happen in November of 2026 with the election, but I do not hold my breath in Colorado. So if you want any improvements, now is the time to do it, because in 2026 it's going to be more expensive, but your house will go up and the cost of borrowing money will go down. And I talked about that 2024 and 2025 because of the high prices and the hyperinflated interest rates. Real estate and mortgage markets have stalled. You've had to have your head in the sand if you don't know that. Just at Churchill Mortgage, where I'm a licensed loan originator, newsflash, we've went from 1,000 team members down to 400. It's interesting because government hasn't done that, as revenue has been down. It's probably why Colorado is running a deficit. When you pass a law of no tax on overtime or tips, it's going to cost the federal government some money, but the workers will benefit. Not in Colorado. State legislative body and your industrious governor, Paulus, exempted Colorado workers from no tax on tips or overtime. That's why our inflation, that and many other ways, continues to rise. There's other examples, you know, like funding Planned Parenthood after the big, beautiful bill said we're not going to fund it anymore. Just like everybody else, they can do that. Life Network funds itself in private proceeds. Why does an organization like Planned Parenthood get tax dollars? Different radio show, different podcast, different time. But in the fall here of 2025, as an insider in the industry of mortgage, of a homeowner, of an investment property owner, I see rumblings in the economy and the mortgage market and the real estate market similar to what I saw in 2008 and then 2012. We're kind of where I saw in 2012, hey, the dip bell curve of housing markets, interest rates, the economy was bad in 2008, held and dipped through 2009 and 10, started to see a scratching of the surface change in 2011. There's no coincidence, folks, why on January 28th, 2012, over 13 years ago, I launched this show. It was to tell you in 2012, Matt Clark and Dan Koschel and I have the recordings of the radio shows that said, by now, real estate's extremely affordable. It's never going to be less than this in Colorado. And I'm saying that once again. If you buy a house right now to live in, it's never going to be less than it is right now. Because we are going to have a recovery. It's going to happen between nowhere November of 2025, we're here on the first day, to somewhere in spring of 2026. By summer of 2026, though, there'll be no more hesitation or confusion. The masses will know this, and the markets will be in full swing. Interest rates will be down. They're going to be in the high fives by then rather than dancing in the low sixes. And a generation of over 78 million millennials that have been sitting on the sideline as they've been waiting for a great interest rate are going to come out of the woodwork. And now you're going to have streets full with competition. So financially, how do you prepare for this? Well, what you do is you call me at 719-330-1457. I sit down with you. I give you an application link. You get qualified even if you don't expect to purchase until next June. Call me at 719-330-1457. I will send you a link. I'll go through what's called a total cost analysis of how close you are to purchasing that very first investment property, how close you are to buying your very first home like I just finished with Andrew and Rachel or James and Hannah or as I'm walking through with Scott and Taryn right now. And the list goes on and on and on and on with Chris, with David, with Angela, all sat down first, did an analysis of what you qualify for, what type of home you want to buy. Now, when you get into the actual loan products, if you're listening right now and you're a contractor, because I know three of my friends as tradesmen, one in HVAC alone, and you know, Jason, did over $300,000 of install revenue in the month of October. He was all crickets in the summer. But I told him, you're starting to see rumblings of where people's, one, cold is coming, so they need new furnaces, but they finally have the consumer confidence and sentiment to say, okay, now I can get this done because the financing of it is down a point or a point and a half percent. But for you that are contractors listening to this that are interested in buying a $300,000 investment property and you have $50,000 or $60,000 in the bank, but you're afraid to disclose your gross and net income on your self-employed, you can do something called a DSCR loan for investment property purchasers only. That's a debt service coverage ratio loan, and that's one that says, hey, if you put 20% down, we'll go ahead and base the approval on the loan of not solely on your income, but what that investment property can generate. So if you buy a house for $350,000 and it can generate $2,100 a month in rent, you can base it off the rent rather than specifically on your income. So there are a lot of creative but conservative ways to finalize the purchase. If you're a first-time home buyer, there are DPA down payment assistant products all the way from CHAFA, the Colorado Finance and Housing Authority, Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, rather, or some of your El Paso County Bond or Pikes Peak. But there's also just conventional home ready, where depending on your income, you can get a more affordable interest rate and a more affordable private mortgage insurance if you're putting less than 20% down. Those are very, very important aspects. So call me at 719-330-1457. I can go over these options with you. We can do a total cost analysis, and it doesn't cost anything for you. Now, I know you're starting to get holiday brain, but in May of next year, I'm going to be booked out 2 weeks to 4 weeks and then stop making this offer. So if you want to live like other people don't live, then you actually have to live your life like other people don't live. And that's don't get distracted with the holidays. Call me, 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Hold on, baby.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
You be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Well, the final segment, 9 minutes, you and I talking together, the wrap-up for the Jay Garvin Show, and me personally, the host, of the conversation I've held about buying low and don't sell. We've went through why the market is what it is, the cycles, the fact that it's not about you timing the market in particular. This just happens to be a good time in the market. But real estate is still about your time over the months and years in the market. Colorado Springs, even when we had adjustments in the values of property, if I go all the way back to the values in median sales price, way back in 2003 when the median home was about $170,000, it went up to about $199,000 in 2006, and the highest was about $225,000 in 2007 and 2008. It really only fell back to $200,000. There was a couple months in the winter of 2012 when it went back to about $170,000. But if you would have purchased in 2003, even in 2012, you still were going to have a house that was more. It's not like buying a stock in a company that did poorly and then went out of business, where your investment went to zero. But from 2012, when a home was about $210,000, to today, where it's $479,000, it had more to do with your time in the market and the progression with Colorado Springs than it did any particular time of the year. And that is my focus. I've owned land in Tennessee and still plan to do so. I've owned land in the Midwest. I'm looking at purchasing land in Montana, but specifically in Colorado Springs, that's a market that is an anomaly. In Colorado Springs and in the Pikes Peak region, this community has been and will continue to be one of the rising stars across the country for different factors that I could use an entire radio show for. But what I do want to finish the conversation up with is that now is the time to buy low. And the specifics within the statistics, the economic update that I go through every single month for more than 10 plus years with Empire Title and Bill McAfee, their primary trainer and previous owner, is that we are at an 11-year high with the inventory of houses, more than 4,000, and we've been there 4 months in a row now. If you look at the inventory, as I'm looking at the statistics, June, July, August, and September, and we're going to find the same in October, is 4,000 homes on the market. I believe next year that's going to climb a little bit, but it'll be the last year that it climbs because interest rates are going to come down. And we know what happened in 2020 when interest rates got lower than low. Every single house on the market disappeared. We know exactly what happened when the interest rates got historically high in 2023. We have 300% more houses. We went from 1,000 to 4,000 houses. And right now, the price of the home has not gone down in Colorado Springs. It has slowed, but again, with this statistic, we have went from a median home value in 2021 when it was extremely hot at about $490,000, where it did go down in 2023, but not by much. It was $450,000 at the time. But now in 2024 and again in 2025 in the summer months, $499,000, $499,000, $500,000, $498,000. In the winter, it goes down to $470,000. This winter, I think it's going to go down to $460,000 or $450,000, which is a $50,000 of real savings that you can make between November of this year and August of next year. That's why I'm passionately summing up a two-part series on this, buy low and don't sell. This is almost 2 years, 19 months, and it's very, very difficult. If you're ready to buy, or you're going to be ready to buy in a year or two, that's where I'm saying if you're thinking about buying in the next year, call me now because I can make you $50,000 if you can just shift your schedule and focus on buying a home and not just celebrating the holidays in November and December. And I'm in the exact same position as you are. I have this house that I know that's over $100,000 under value right now because I've been studying this for 20 years. And I'm trying to figure, how do I pull money out of this savings? How do I get money there? Do I get approved for a loan just like you? Or do I use an existing line of equity? And I'm still about $170,000 off where I need to be because my purchase isn't at median price. It's a little bit higher for the investment potential. But guess what I'm doing? As the professional sitting here at the microphone, if you've ever listened to my past shows, I'm going and getting 3 to 5 individual opinions of people I know, like, and trust in the real estate industry and telling me, hey, this is my situation. This is what I'm thinking about doing. Should I move forward? And right now, I'm 2 for 2 of people saying, yeah, it's a good plan. I'll tell you how the mentorship and input goes for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But if you want to live like nobody else lives, then you actually have to live like no one else lives, and they're not willing to. And for me, in my past, I can't tell you many things, but I can tell you this. I buy properties between September and April of any given year over the last 20 years that I've purchased homes. I don't sell them now. If I sell them now, it'll be the first time, and I'll let you know if that occurs. I also typically don't sell a house after May, meaning going under contract, or before September, because there's a timing and a cycle in the calendar and physical year. When leaves fall off the trees, that's the time to buy, not to sell. If you're hearing that for the first time and you're painted into a corner, give me a call at 719-330-1457 and I'll help you out. Create a strategy now. The biggest takeaway that I have is that by this time next year, prices are going to be higher, interest rates are going to be lower, and you're either going to be happy or regret that you did or didn't move with real estate. So that's the biggest takeaway. And I do personally, more than anything, want all of you to go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them, because it's your family and your relationships that matter. Doing real estate right, it just helps you with that more, gives you more freedom, because this is my passion. And if you've not found your passion, pray to God that He'd give it to you. And if you cannot find it, I can be your helper. Call me. 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Going to blow your top.
This time, I'm just a good one.